On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, in this heartfelt conversation, Laurie Yokoyama and her spouse, Jonah, talk about their fears and challenges since he came out as trans.
Our life is really pretty boring, except for when we leave a movie theater, and movies are unique because everybody goes to the bathroom at the same time. We go to a movie, and I sneak some popping in my purse, and we're just like, you know, suburban people. And then Jonah hits the bathroom, and it scares the shit out of me. I hate that. There is always that in the back of my mind. Wow, he's a little bit later than he should have been. I know there are people out there that hate you just for who you are. I feel like as your partner, you sometimes detach from that. Trans people have this rate of suicide, this rate of assault, this rate of that, and you leave out the part that you are one of them.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
Well, I have considered suicide, and I've been very close to suicide because I didn't see any kind of quality of life for me. I felt like I'm always going to be the freak. And I was literally told, you're never going to find a partner. You're never going to find someone to love you. Even from the community itself, I was told, you're not trans enough. The way that you are trans is not okay. You're just trying to be trendy, and you're not really trans. I went through, you know, so much inner turmoil because of that. And then on top of that, I've experienced assault because I'm trans on multiple occasions, like physical assault.
Do you want to talk about those?
Sure. The first major time I was assaulted because I was trans, I was 18 and newly out. And I was in the bathroom.
You were in California?
Yeah, I was in California. You know, there was this whole inner turmoil again about which bathroom do I use? I hadn't had any medical or legal transition, but I looked fairly masculine. To the point that I, if I use the women's room, I frequently got reactions of women being scared and thinking, oh, there's a guy in the women's room. Women have yelled at me. I had mace pulled on me. I had women run out of the bathroom or yell at me to leave the bathroom, things like that. So knowing that, okay, I identify as male and I scare women in bathrooms. Okay, well, I feel like I should use the men's room, but it was also really scary too. Because I was afraid that someone might realize that I'm trans in the men's room and that it would be a problem. And sure enough, that's what happened. There were some guys, some sort of like kind of college age frat type guys, and they realized that I was trans and they started yelling slurs at me, like transphobic slurs, and pushing me around, shoving me in the bathroom. And they started kicking and punching me. It was, at that time, three guys, and I, you know, fought back as best I could, but it was 3-1 and in a cramped space. I yelled for help too, and that didn't work because one of the guys that heard me actually joined them and started beating me too. They ended up like breaking ribs. You know, I had a bloody nose. I can't remember what else. And they urinated on me at the end of it. And I was too afraid to report it to the police because the police didn't have a great track record, at least publicly, dealing with trans people at the time. And I was afraid, because I was in the men's room and my ID set, I still had an F on it, that I might get in trouble for using a men's room.
What do you mean it had an F on it?
I hadn't gotten my ID changed, so it still said female. There were reports of some people even getting different like sexual offender statuses because they had used a restroom that was incongruent with the gender marker on their ID. And I was terrified that that would happen to me. So I didn't report it. I didn't seek treatment. I just treated it myself, wrapped my ribs and went on.
Do you think that'll be the last one?
I hope so, but I don't know.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr., U.S. Bank Foundation, and the Johnson Foundation for their support.